A very good morning and welcome to the Policy Monitoring and Research Center radio show right here on Radio 4. And I'm so glad to host the Head of Communications and Grants from PMRC, Melody Simukali. Melody, a very good morning. I must say Happy New Year because I've not seen you this year.
Happy New Year, Jack. Thank you so much for hosting us today.
It's good to see you. How's PMRC? You guys have been gone for a while, and I was wondering, where have you been? But anyway, I still see a lot of you guys when I'm reading the news, so I know you are still there, working
Great.
Underground,
Great.
Working so hard for the nation.
Great.
Yeah, so welcome once again, Melody. It's good to have you here.
Thank you, Jack.
Yeah, so we basically, just talking about PMRC. So let's start first things first. You know, tell us more. What is the Policy Monitoring and Research Center, PMRC?
Thank you once again, Jack, for hosting us on this special program, the first one for the year on Radio 4. So to begin with, the Policy Monitoring and Research Center is a public policy think tank which was established in 2012. And our vision as the Policy Monitoring and Research Center is to unlock Zambia's potential. And how do we do that? How do we achieve that? So we basically achieve that through producing high quality, relevant and timely public policy analysis, policy monitoring and reform proposals, which I'm sure our listeners are very familiar with because most of our work it has been distributed widely. And then also the other way is through the promotion and encouraging of informed public debate on critical social and economic issues. As PMRC, we work under four thematic areas. And these are economic development, governance, natural resources and environment. And the other one is on social development and livelihoods. I'll quickly highlight the sub themes under these thematic areas so that our listeners will be more clear on what we really do as PMRC.
Exactly.
So under economic development, we look at issues of taxation, economic diversification, through wealth creation, which we're already hearing about in the 7th National Development Plan, and also cover aspects of infrastructure development, mining, tourism, science and technology. So already you can see that from the thematic area under economic development, we're touching on every aspect of the economy under that. And then under governance, we look at issues of government policy, issues of private status and governance policy. And under natural resources and in the environment, we look at issues pertaining to agriculture in the in our Zambian economy, the energy sector, the fisheries sector, the water, and issues of climate change. We ensure that we disseminate information on this. And then under the social development and livelihoods thematic area. So the sub themes we look at under this area is child marriages, social development livelihoods. We also look at issues of child protection, very cardinal, and we also look at the issues under social cash transfer. I'm sure our listeners have read most of our materials. We've covered a lot, we've made a lot of recommendations over the social cash transfer. We still look at issues of education, health, and human development also, which has been highlighted in the 7th National Development Plan.
Awesome. Now tell me, in a nutshell, what would you say are the organization's stated aims? What are your aims as an organization?
Okay. Thank you, Jack. As the Policy Monitoring and Research Center, we aim to promote public understanding through research and education. Most of the work that we do is research-based because we want to offer empirical evidence even when we're giving recommendations on different aspects. We also encourage and facilitate debate on social and economic policy issues critical to national development. We also collaborate with other think tanks, research and monitoring institutions, both nationally and internationally. And our other aim is also to be a source of quality data relevant to stakeholders, in areas of social and economic development. Just to mention on that, this past few weeks, we've actually been appearing before parliamentary committees,
okay,
just to give our different recommendations.
Mm-hmm.
So we've appeared before the Committee on Decentralization. We've given our recommendation on that, also on the social aspect. So you can see how we are making sure that we're giving quality relevant data to different stakeholders, so that with that they can be able to make different decisions pertaining to different socio-economical issues in the country. We also ensure that we disseminate research-based reform proposals. We've also made various contributions in that area. We also support government machinery in recommending policy and to ensure effective delivery on the national agenda. So as PMRC, we become very, very key in terms of different policy aspects, different statutory instruments, in terms of giving our recommendations based on evidence-based research.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, how does your organization, you know, PMRC, disseminate its work? And who are your major partners and stakeholders that you work with to achieve the aims that you've just outlined?
Great. As earlier on stated, we produce a lot of data,
a lot of data. Yeah.
But with this data, as PMRC, we ensure that we package it. We package it for different segments of society so that each and every person is able to understand. We try and simplify it. I'll give an example of the 2018 national budget. Yes,
mm-hmm.
It's a very big document, but as PMRC,
mm-hmm.
we've made it into a smaller document, a one-page A3 document, so that a person will be able to be enlightened on what is in the budget, how much has been allocated to which sector. So people
mm-hmm.
are already getting informed and also getting involved. They won't look at, no, this is a big document, I can't read it. We are packaging information in terms of infographics. We also simplify our information through this the policy briefs, through the different analysis, through the different research reports which are available on our website and which we've also distributed widely. As I earlier on mentioned, that we want to make our information reach different people. We also have animations. Those are like 3 minute or 2 minute documentaries, maybe talking about a different segment. Very soon, and it will start airing an animation on the 7th National Development Plan, because on this, with the 7th National Development Plan, it's about getting everyone involved. So we've tried and put the message across. We have things in terms of the animation, and we also have editorial cartoons which we share widely on our different social media platforms and in our different policy briefs. And we also have op-eds that we issue in the paper. So as you know, the newspapers are also widely distributed, so
yeah,
everyone is getting that information and getting informed about different issues pertaining to the nation. And we also have programs like this, like the one I'm featuring on
now.
Of course. Yes, and everyone is
mm-hmm.
everyone is listening to it. Of course, we still partner with community radio stations.
Yeah.
We go speak in vernacular, in that language that people can understand in that area, so that everyone will be an informed person on different issues. We also hold international public lectures. This is where we feature a renowned international speaker to come
mm-hmm.
and speak on different social and economic issues, because we want to impart more knowledge on people. We also host policy debates. We hold public lectures around the country
mm-hmm.
to share our findings on different aspects, to share our recommendations, and it could be on any public policy issue that is pertaining, because we also ensure that we are timely on these issues that are there.
Mm-hmm.
And we also host media workshops. Media are very, very cardinal to PMRC. We depend on them a lot. They are one of our critical partners.
How come I've never attended one? I'm just wondering.
You should attend one.
I'm just wondering. Hosting.
Yes, you should attend one. So we do all this to build capacity with the media, and we do that also with the community radio stations that are around the country, just to build capacity in terms of how best people can report on policy issues, on developmental issues, because there's so much that is there to report on. And also just to mention that we are very, very active in terms of our social media platforms. We'd say we've really gone digital.
Oh yeah.
Yes, we inform a lot on our different platforms, the Facebook, the LinkedIn, the Twitter.
Twitter,
we also
all
have
that.
An app, Jack.
You have an app?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
That can be downloaded on Play Store?
Yes, that can be downloaded from Play Store. So that's what really...
What's the name of your app?
It's the PMRC app, so people can just download it on Google Play.
Okay.
Great. And
I'm tempted to start downloading it now.
Yes, please, Jack. Go ahead. Yes. And of course, we hold policy hard talks where we discuss, mm-hmm. Those hard issues, and of course we're there to just ensure that we share them accordingly.
Great. Now, every given organization, Melody, has, expectations, would you share with the listeners out there, what you as PMRC is expecting to deliver this year? What are your expectations this year?
Thank you, Jack. Yeah. We're in February.
Mm-hmm. We are in January. February, and time is flying.
Yes.
Time is very soon. We'll have been done with the first quarter of the year.
Great.
Very, very soon.
Yes, and as the Policy Monitoring and Research mm-hmm. Center, we've hit the ground running already. We already hosted two big events this week. We hosted the Chinese ambassador. We also launched
I saw the launch of the book on TV.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we also launched just to really, it's about mindset change.
Mindset change,
over the
yes.
implementation of the 7th National Development Plan. We want everyone to get involved. Yeah, so just to look at the focus of 2018,
mm-hmm.
what should people expect from PMRC? We're going to hold... different public lectures, as I earlier on stated in our stated aims, that we need to create public understanding through research and education. So public lectures are one of those platforms that we use to conduct some of these. So apart from the countrywide sensitization programs on the 7th National Development Plan, we're also going to look at other critical issues, which I'll later on highlight when we look at our research focus. So we'll still go flat out and educate, and also give different recommendations. So as the Policy Monitoring and Research Center, we've aligned ourselves with the 7th National Development Plan. Most of our work that we are undertaking is complementing the 5 pillars of the 7th National Development Plan. The pillars being the reducing developmental inequalities, enhancing human development, poverty reduction and vulnerability reduction, economic diversification and job creation, conducive governance environment. And of course with the listeners would want to know that how are we as PMRC complementing the 7th National Development Plan. This will be done through the different public lectures that we are going to hold. We're also going to produce infographics as a way of getting people to understand the 7th National Development Plan, what is contained in that document, what it means for you and me, Jack, what it
exactly.
means for my grandmother in the village.
Mm-hmm.
What do I need to contribute towards achieving this 7th National Development Plan by 2021? So also we'll have public engagement forums just over the same 7th National Development Plan. We'll also have an analysis on the same, and we'll also track key strategies on that. And also we'll be building on key reforms in the in the 7th National Development Plan. Yes, I've mentioned that we're aligning ourselves with all our work with the 7th National Development Plan. Of course, we will also include there our other international obligations. Our work will also still be aligned with the Sustainable Development Goals. We'll also work around the Agenda 2063. The United Nations Development Programme on the Human Development Index, and will also still cover areas of the COP21 on climate change, and of course SADC, and then other things that will be our focus for 2018 mm-hmm. is that this time around we'll host media workshops in the Southern Province as well. We hosted on the Copper Belt last year. We're still going back to the Copper Belt. Okay. And we'll also have one in Lusaka.
That's one I'll definitely attend.
Yes, definitely. We look forward to seeing you. We'll personally bring an invitation to you.
Yes, I'll be looking forward to that.
great, Jack.
Yeah.
So with this, the climax of the media events will be mm-hmm. the media awards, which we'll host in December, will begin to advertise as early as May for people to for media practitioners to begin to bring in their submissions for the media awards. And of course, well, this time around, we want to work very closely with the community radio stations, and we involve them in a lot of our work. As I earlier on alluded to, media are one of our partners.
Your greatest partners,
yeah,
yes.
Our greatest partners. Yeah. And still on partners, Jack, the other partners that we work with as PMRC, of course I mentioned the government,
yeah.
Civil society, we work with academia from different universities. We also have cooperating partners who we work with, community groups, the private sector, parliament, as I mm-hmm. earlier on mentioned that we appear before different committees, and I think media has already been mentioned as one of our other partners. Mm-hmm. And then this year as well, people should look forward to, I'm sure the different colleges and universities are looking forward to the debates that we are going to host this year.
Yeah.
Yes, and
yes.
These are basically also to impart knowledge on the community. So the different universities, colleges, they debate on different social and economic issues. And then this year as well, we're going to host the International Public Lecture, where we're going to invite a renowned public speaker to mm-hmm. share knowledge, experiences, ideas that are propelling social and economic issues. And I mentioned that we have a lot of data. Mm-hmm. We're going to share most of that data, our different public policy analysis, our different policy briefs, our different infographics. We're going to share them through the several handovers that we're going to do to conduct around the country.
Mm-hmm.
And still something to look forward to for the students. We're going to host a students conference as well.
All right.
For this year, and we're going to have various surveys and research works. So some of the research works and that we're going to conduct is we're going to look at the policy landscape in Zambia. This will be a briefing document. Of course, I've already mentioned about the 7th National Development Plan
mm-hmm.
implementation. And of course, we're still going to continue looking at its role in mindset change, as this is very key. And we're going to look at also the decentralization implementation. We're going to look at aspect on how far is it going. We're just going to have a survey, countrywide survey on this one. We're also going to look at the National Alcoholic Policy, of course the Auditor General's report, which will we produce all the time. And then we're going to look at something interesting, the cost reflective water analysis, so people can look forward to that. And we'll also have the Mental Health Act, the dual nationality analysis, also will be something that we are going to do. We'll also look at the plastic bag analysis, and we'll also look at the impact of ICTs on education. Last year we had a policy brief on the blue economy, and we'll continue with that. We'll look at the blue economy reform proposal. And then also lastly, in terms of our focus, we're going to translate our material into Braille.
Yeah,
so to cater for the vision,
that one I'm aware of.
Yes. To cater for the visually impaired.
Oh, yes.
It's about not leaving anyone behind.
Yeah, that's what the 7th National Development Plan says.
So we, like I mentioned, that's PMRC, we are working in line with the 7th National Development Plan.
And you really are working. I can see you have a whole lot of things to do.
Okay, yes,
I have no doubt that you know by the end of the year you'll have achieved quite a lot from what you've just given out. So as we draw closer to the end of the program, Melody, somebody out there listening to us right now, might want to engage you as PMRC on various, important policy issues. How do they do that? Where is PMRC? Where are you situated? And if once again you can just repeat the various platforms that you have on social media and your contact details.
Great.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jack. You can find us on 36C Sable Road in Kablonga.
Okay.
Yes, and you can reach us on Facebook, PMRC Zambia. You can also follow us on Twitter. Look for it on PMR as PMRC Zambia, on LinkedIn as well, and also download our app from Google Play.
Yeah, which I'm about to do very shortly after this interview.
Yes. And you can still reach us on the following numbers: 0211-269717. And our other number is 0979-015-660. So those are our contact details. And our listeners should know that our office is open to the public. So just come through if you need to speak to a researcher, if it's the media or you need to interview someone, come through to our offices.
Okay.
Yes.
Just kind of repeat the phone numbers again.
Our phone numbers are 0211-26 9717.
Okay.
And 0979-015-660. And you can also view our website on www.pmrczambia.com, and you'll find most of the information that you may be looking for in terms of different publications. You can visit our YouTube page as well for the different videos, for different information that you may need.
Great. Well, Melody Simukali, I got that right. Yes, Head of Communications and Grants, PMRC. You've been awesome. Thank you so much. We'd like to thank you so much for taking time off your very, very busy schedule at PMRC to share this, information about PMRC. I hope now we'll be seeing you here regularly every Thursday. We're so glad you've come back because the information that you've shared is very, very important to the public.
Definitely.
It is very, very important. So once again, thank you so much for coming and hope to see you in the very near future.
Thank you so much, Jack.